BBC News with Cathy Clugston. Officials in the Afghan capital Kabul say the special United States envoy Richard Holbrooke has been involved in a serious row with President Hamid Karzai. The BBC has learned that Mr. Holbrooke raised concern about irregularities in the recent presidential election and said that a second round runoff could make the process more credible. From Kabul, Ian Pannell reports.
A number of senior sources have confirmed the details of a meeting between Richard Holbrooke and President Karzai the day after the election. It was described as explosive and a dramatic bust-up. Richard Holbrooke is said to have twice raised the idea of a second-round runoff because of concerns about the voting process. He's believed to have complained about the use of fraud and ballot stuffing by some members of the president's campaign team as well as other candidates. The sources say that President Karzai reacted very angrily and that the meeting ended shortly afterwards.
Afghan officials denied the reports of the meeting, while the US Embassy in Kabul said only that Mr. Holbrooke had not stormed out. A suicide bomber has attacked a Pakistani checkpoint in the Khyber Pass on the border with Afghanistan, killing at least 22 people. The pass has been a frequent target for Taliban militants. More from Orla Geeran in Islamabad.
The bomber struck at sunset as border guards gathered for iftar, the traditional meal which breaks the Ramadan fast. There are unconfirmed reports that a teenage boy carrying a soft drink walked towards them and blew himself up. Witnesses say there was a massive blast which destroyed the checkpoint. Hundreds of NATO vehicles pass through the area every day, carrying essential supplies to troops in Afghanistan.
The outgoing commander of the Darfur peacekeeping force in Sudan says that after 6 years of conflict, the war is probably over. But General Martin Agwai said low-level skirmishes and banditry would continue, and it was vital to get a proper diplomatic settlement in Darfur. An independent scientific review says the projected costs of coping with the impact of climate change are likely to be 2 or 3 times greater than the current United Nations estimate. The researchers put the probable annual bill of dealing with worsening floods, droughts and storms at $200 or $300 billion. Richard Black reports.
There's a large amount of what you might call guesstimation involved in all these assessments. We don't know for sure the scale of climate threats, how much sea levels will rise, how much weather changes will affect crop yields and so on. And we don't know for sure how much combating these impacts would cost. The UN admits its estimates were cautious. The numbers are very important politically. Developing countries say Western economies have caused climate change, and Western economies must pay for these protection measures. Without the money, there won't be a deal at the UN climate talks in Copenhagen later this year.
World news from the BBC. The Anti-Corruption Commission in Nigeria says it has so far recovered $170 million in bad debts from 5 major banks, which were bailed out by the central bank earlier this month. Billions of dollars remain outstanding. The bad loans have brought Nigeria's banking system to the brink of collapse, and 68 top business executives are in custody. 18 years after an 11-year-old girl was abducted in California, a woman has walked into a police station near San Francisco saying that she's the missing person. Police say they're almost certain that the woman is J.C. Lee Dugard. From California, Rajesh Mirchandani.
The last time J.C. Lee Dugard was seen in public was in 1991. The 11-year-old was walking to school near her home in the east of California. Her stepfather watched helplessly as two people drove up to the girl and forced her into their car. Now, 18 years later, a woman has walked into a police station near San Francisco claiming she is the missing person. A spokesman for the local sheriff's department said DNA tests were being conducted, but they were 99% sure the woman is J.C. Dugard.
A motorcade carrying the body of Senator Edward Kennedy has arrived in Boston, where dignitaries, led by President Obama, will attend funeral services on Saturday. Hundreds of people lined the road as the coffin, wrapped in the American flag, left the family compound at Cape Cod. Senator Kennedy will be buried near his assassinated brothers at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's held talks in Germany with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, has received a rare original set of plans for the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz. More than 1 million people, mostly Jews, were gassed to death or died from hunger or disease there. Mr. Netanyahu said that those who doubted the Holocaust should come to Jerusalem to see the drawings. BBC News.